Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Thank you for tuning in. We have been talking about lordship and the importance of Jesus being Lord, not just Savior, but Lord. And the Lord is my shepherd, right? He's our shepherd. He's Lord. He's not Lord over all. He's not Lord at all, right? So we want to call Him Lord and make Him Lord over all. All right. We're going to talk today about remembering and testimony. And if you have a testimony, it's so important that you have a testimony and that you remember what God has done. And boy, oh boy, that's just huge. And when we understand that and walk in that, it just really puts you in a place where you begin to really experience the presence of God and you don't want anything else. All you want is Him. And you know He's going to take care of you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So that we can boldly say the Lord is my helper, right? So we're going to go ahead and get started because I've got a little bit I want to share with you today. And I want to make sure I get through most of it. All right. Let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, hold up with the vision there for a minute. Look what he said. Look what our vision is. To build people who are established in God's word. That word established also means memorial. You know, like something that's carved in the stone. Established. You know, I like that. Established in God's word, advancing His kingdom. So that's the vision here. So here I want you to ponder this. I want you to think about this. Anytime the kingdom of God is advanced in this world, you will face satanic, it will be met with satanic opposition. Did you hear me? But that's nothing to be afraid of. Because all he is a little imp with no teeth, and he's all he can do is deceive you. And you see, here's the good news. You don't have to be deceived. You know, you don't have to be deceived. Deception comes out of ignorance. You see that? That's why he says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. See, when you're ignorant, you lack knowledge. The Bible gives us knowledge of God, but also knowledge of the devil. You can know how he's going to work. When you know how he's going to work, you know how to be prepared when he comes with his mess. And you know how to respond. And that's what God is looking at, how you're responding. Every time. See, look. The enemy is not after your money. He's not after anything you have or you possess. He's after your commitment. If he can get your commitment, it will render you ineffective. And that's what he wants to do. He doesn't care about how much money you have. He doesn't care about how many cars you have. He doesn't care about any of that. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want your personality. He wants your commitment and your faithfulness. That's all he's after. So next time, if you're blaming the devil, he's after your commitment. All you can just say, I'm committed. I'm committed. Just tell him you're committed in the blood of Jesus, right? I'm committed. And he'll run like a scalded dog till the next time. But he's coming back. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not giving him any credence. But like I said, all he can do is deceive. He can't really do anything but deceive you. And you'll destroy yourself. You see that? You'll believe a lie that destroys yourself. And that's why we need to hear the good news of the gospel. So, now, this idea of advancing God's kingdom. So if you come here, you can expect opposition. You see that? And that's why we have to understand that. But here's on the other side of the opposition is freedom and authority and truth. You see that? You go to a 3-point in a poem, they're all up in deception. I'm not saying anybody. I'm just saying, if you want to hear something just makes you feel good all the time. You know, I was telling Donita, I got to talk to you guys where you're standing sometimes. I was telling Donita yesterday, you know, you know, sometimes your mind, you want comfort. You know, I said, because her and I were running around by ourselves, and we just have fun. We went and ate a piñata. We hadn't ate there in a while. Man, it was so good. We were just having a good time. But I'm thinking, I was just thinking, what really satisfies? And I went to our trip in Hawaii. I was thinking about being there. And I was brought up how we went to Alaska and saw the just so beautiful sights. I mean, breathtaking. And then I thought about going to Colorado and just traveling. Then I thought about India and going. And I thought, nothing else fulfills me like what I'm doing right now. Amen. God's word in my mouth. Amen. Did you hear me? It's his will. I get more out of this than hanging out at the beach in Hawaii. I mean, it's beautiful, it's fun, but it's short-lived. You see that? Well, if that's what you want to do, then, you know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, when you are in the will of God, that's where fulfillment is. You see that? And you can be in the will of God right here in Sydney, Ohio. Amen. Full of it. That's the good news of the gospel. So we're going to talk about testimonies today and remembering and not forgetting. Because when we forget, people walk away because they forget. When you forget what God has done in your life, you can rest assured ignorance is going to show up. See, you know, we may look a little cray-cray in our transition and growing, but I'd rather look a little cray-cray in my transition than to be ignorant. Amen. Because, see, I want to be a little, maybe I look a little cray-cray to the world, because I'm pursuing righteousness. I'd rather be right and look a little cray-cray than to be ignorant. Because ignorance is always wrong. Ignorance is always wrong. got to understand that. This is important. This is why we... And watch. You still with me? I know we're still standing. But you know, I was studying. You know, I study. See, it's, you guys get in trouble when I go away for a minute. But but the word deception, it says that, it says in Ephesians 4, it talks about that we may grow up, that we would no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by their trickery of men, in their cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love. Now pay attention. This word deceitful, plotting. Deceitful, the word deceitful is the word D-I-L-I-O-S, dialos. And this is where it comes from. It comes from fishermen. And the fishermen say, we got a dialos. We got to find out what we're going to put on the hook to catch the fish. You see, that's what he's doing. He's strategizing. Warfare means strategy. He's strategizing. He can't hurt you, but so he studies you. So he knows what to put on the hook. Because here's what he wants to do. He wants to hook you and hook you and catch you and get you out of an environment that's healthy and calling you to be the real you. Did you catch that? He wants to get you out of that environment that you think so uncomfortable, which really it's God calling you. He wants to get you out of that environment and keep you in ignorance so you'll destroy your own life. Now that's what the Bible says. Here's why. Because it says in Ephesians 4, but speaking the truth in love that we may grow up into him who is the head. Jesus. God's calling his people to grow up and have the truth, speaking the truth in their mouth. You hear me? If you don't have the truth in your mouth, you're going to be deceived. And it takes growth and maturity to keep it in your mouth. Look at this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. All right. Now, this is from the book of Joshua. And Joshua led his family and his people into Canaan, the promised land. And they possessed the promises, what God promised. You see that? That's why he says, be strong and courageous. If you're going to prosper, you got to have this word in your mouth. If you're going to be successful, it's got to be in your mouth. And you got to meditate in it day and night. And then you're going to possess what God has for you. Moses didn't make it in. Joshua made it in. And so we're the Joshua generation. And that's what God is doing. The church, the gates of hell will not prevail against, is the Joshua generation. They got the word in their mouth. You hear me? And that's where life is. All right. Jesus proved that it is impossible to represent God accurately without demonstration of power and authority. So power and authority comes when you have his word in your mouth and you're meditating in it day and night. And you know who you are and you know where you're going. Now, we're talking about testimonies today. It says, a testimony is written. Here's the meaning of testimony. It's a declaration of the truth under oath. A declaration of the truth under oath. Courtroom of heaven is in session. We're all under oath. Isn't that good news? I like that. That's really how it is too. So God's looking for truth in every one of us. Amen. It talks about in Psalms 51 verse 5 and 6, you were brought forth in iniquity. From your mother's womb, you were conceived in sin. Then it says, but God desires truth in your most inward parts, and he will make you to know wisdom. God's looking for truth in the depths of us. Every area of our life, he wants to see truth. Now watch. So a testimony is a written or spoken record of anything that God has done. Every part of that record becomes your family history. The moment you are born again. When you're born again, you are doing something with God. So everything you do is now becoming a part of your family. Now watch. Go with me to Psalms 119, 111. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever. An inheritance. Right? For they are the rejoicing of my heart. That's where joy comes from. If you forget about your testimony, see, I've seen people come here and get baptized, see things change, they get excited, and they start to go through something, then you don't see them anymore. They go through a little difficulty. They're forgetting about what happened. They have this amnesia, something, you know, they're forgetting. You gotta hang in there a little bit. You gotta put a little something in it with it, right? God's not gonna do it all for you. You gotta do your part. Amen. This is you're on his commission. You're co-laboring with him. Right? You work with him. He's not gonna do it all for you. You gotta do your part. When you have joy, it's because you're thinking about God. See, joy, righteousness, peace, and joy is in the Holy Spirit. That's the kingdom of God, Romans 14, 17. When you live out of joy, it's because you're in fellowship with God. If you don't have no joy, you've forgotten. You've forgotten something. You don't have no joy. That's what happens. You'll forget. You'll get discouraged. Disappointed. Depressed. The word testimony in Hebrew means to do again. To do again. So, when you hear a testimony, you're hearing something that God can do again. Amen. You see that? You know, we were listening to Ryan on the live stream last week, and he was talking about his testimony when he was with YWAM. And he was on that journey, and, you know, he had to, you know, only depend on God and, for, you know, had $7 when they left, remember? And he was day by day. But God kept providing. Amen. You know, Donnie and I were listening. We really enjoyed that. That's important. Because you see, that's a testimony of how God will provide. Amen. He wants you to depend on him. That's right. Moment by moment, day by day. Yes. That's huge. So, God can do it again. Now think about this. Every record of what God has done in generations past is a promise of what he will do again in our lives. Because he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Glory to God. Did you hear that? He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. He'll do it again. No matter what. No matter what you've been through, there's no shortage in heaven. There's no crisis. Everything you're looking for, God has it. You see that? We got to get it in our mouth, and we got to meditate in it, and we got to bring it. And we got to bring it to our children. Now, Revelations 19:10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every week you come here, you hear God's word spoken over you. You want to see that? Give me that one, Tim. Revelations 19:10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every week you come here, we speak God's word and prophesy it over your life. That's the testimony of Jesus. You see that? And it's calling you to a higher place. It's calling you to be the real you, the you you haven't met yet. Just as God has spoken to us in the past through the prophets of old, he has spoken to us in these last days through his son Jesus, whom he has appointed heir over all things, and through whom also he created the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When we speak God's word, we are speaking the prophecy of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus. You see that? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. That's what gets spoken over you. So you can stay on course. And stay in the will of God and be the church. You see that? That's the testimony. When you forget, you're choosing to. When we declare what God has done, power is released to make that testimony happen again in the lives of those who hear it. You see that? The testimonies of God are what connect each succeeding generation of believers to his covenant promises. To his covenant promises. God put specific instructions in the law of Moses for the people of Israel to rehearse the testimony on a daily basis and teach it to their children. Give me Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You seeing this? Who's supposed to teach them? Parents. Right? Now look. And shall, you know what? Someone, they just had a baby. He was telling me they just had a baby. Andrew. Now Andrew didn't have the baby. Maya had the baby. But he was teaching his son, reading the Bible to him in the hospital already. I'm gonna teach him. I'm teaching him this word. That's a good thing right there. That's a good start right there in the hospital. Now look. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. Used to have these little things on their foreheads with scriptures in them. It's that important. Keep the word close to you so you can read it, get it in your heart, so you can call it up when you're being tempted, when you're going through a time, when you're going through difficulty. You want to be able to speak the word, have it in your mouth. If you're going to prosper and succeed, to succeed, to be successful in God's kingdom is not 3 Lamborghinis and 9 BMWs and 1,000 acres. It's a healthy marriage. It's children that want to follow Jesus. It's somebody who loves their neighbor. You see that? That's being successful in the kingdom. It's loving people that are unlovable. It's really called lovability. You have lovability when you're successful. You can love people. I've had a couple of them this week. I didn't want to love them, but I have me some lovability. You see that? And God wants to use that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. You stay in this long enough, it just starts to flow. We making sense? If you can't love your neighbor, if you can't love people who are difficult, you got to take some inventory. If you have resentment or bitterness or unforgiveness in you, that stops the love of God from flowing out of you. It dams it up. It can't flow through bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. It can't. It stops it. You keep it flowing through your commitment. See, that's why the enemy wants your commitment. He wants that love to stop. He wants to dam it up so it can't be effective in anybody else's life that needs it. Now watch. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded you. See that? He wants you to keep the testimonies. He wants you to meditate in them. That's the rejoicing of your heart, right? We don't want to forget what God has done in our life. Well, you know, my parents left me and I don't even know my parents. God still has you here. God has a plan for your life. Well, my parents got divorced. Well, he used them to get you here. And that's really why you're here. Well, you don't know what I've been through. Well, it doesn't matter what you've been through. What matters is that God knows you're here and he has a plan for your life.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.